What's up, your team? Welcome to the After Hours, baby.
Why?
What do you do?
This is like, you saying that is like me getting or falling for a joke where like you have somebody on something on your shirt and then people like hit your nose.
Every time.
Yeah, it's like, it's me falling every time. For it. Every fucking time.
It's like that saying, it's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's basically it. So shame on me every time we start an After Hours.
Welcome to the After Hours. Welcome to the After Hours, listeners.
Welcome to the After Hours. Another week. Thank you guys for being with us. And if you like us, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. Thank you.
Do all that, please.
So, for After Hours this week, I have a question for you guys, or Jerry. Jerry.
We got a question for y'all. Y'all can answer it.
Send us y'all's answers. Yeah, send us in. Because you can send a voice message to us on Anchor. If you use Anchor as your platform for podcast listening, you can send us a voice message, and we can play it on episode. So, boss up, bitch.
Send us
Come talk to us.
Anyway, After Hour question. What is it?
All right. So, Jerry, this is very specific to you.
Okay.
Before we launched a podcast, you were hella nervous on launching it and putting it on your social media when I asked you to promote it. How do you feel about that now? It's been, what, 6 months? Almost 6 months we've been recording?
It has been 6 months. So...
Since 6 months since we launched, we've been recording longer.
So I would say this. The main reason I was nervous about it to even start was it was about me putting myself out there to people in a manner that was more real than just the persona that I want people to see me as. Right. So typically, as you know, you know, there's a very specific type of me to protect myself that I put out there, right? So, like, you don't have to know everything about me. You don't know anything about my life. You just kind of, you get to deal with Fun Jerry, essentially, right? Just deal with the
comedian
the
one, yeah.
The comedy, right? Just the funny, blah, 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 right? So, I've been doing that for so long. I was nervous to show my real side, my sensitive side, my fears,
Why
emotions,
were you
things
nervous?
Like that. I don't know. I guess luckily, I've been going through stuff like this with my therapist, but like, there's this fear of like, people not accepting who you are and still liking you. And I guess I was nervous to share with like on my social media and things like that is because the people who I know the most would be on those things, right? Yeah. Seeing it, judging me, deciding what they think. And I was scared about it. I was nervous about it.
How do you feel about it now that you're almost famous, bitch?
I ain't almost famous yet, but like, nah, I feel good about it. And this was a step. The podcast in general was a step to that direction, right? Of like, it doesn't fucking matter what people think in that situation. Most people aren't thinking about you 99.999% of the day anyway, right? Yeah. No one's thinking about what the fuck Jerry said on his podcast yesterday.
Unless they question hard.
Yeah. They might be crushing hard, so that's possible. But in general, most people aren't thinking about you. So I just stopped giving a fuck about it. I'm just like, well, it's me. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be more genuinely me every day, all day anyway.
Yeah.
So might as well do it on a podcast. So I feel good about it. I feel this has been a great stepping stone in my life, I would say.
Congratulations. I wish I had
Thank
like
you,
those.
Thank you, UT. You're blowing a horn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you? I guess you weren't. You weren't really nervous about it, were you?
No, I wasn't nervous about starting a podcast or like advertising it to people because of the mindset that I went in with.
Yes, that was right. Yeah. You said it right. You was good.
I got it. Still got it. Because
English.
Right. Because I wanted this podcast to be something for others. Like I wanted to give something to other people, to listeners. Eventually, you know, I want to help and inspire other people. So starting this podcast, for me, I was like, it's so not important how I feel or what I think about my image or what other people are going to think about my image. For me, it was way more important to actually give some value to other people, because through my life, I've struggled. And then I realized that other people are struggling just as much. So I was like, okay, I've been through my shit. I'm here now. I'm doing great. So can I help somebody else when they're going through similar shit or the same? Because they can be great. Like, I remember how I was scared and nervous in certain situations. I thought, that's it. This is the end of my life. Or I will never get a job. Or I will never get out of this situation. But I did. And I know other people might be in a similar situation. So my goal was to help them and inspire them. Either give them a laugh or, you know, provide them with like a takeaway from a podcast, or just get to know like two random people on the internet that like they can listen to and like, you know, deal with their anxiety when they're studying or something like that. So that for me was way more important than my own image or my own reputation or people's opinions about me. So I was never nervous.
Good. I'm glad you were never nervous. It's funny because I'm not a person that gets nervous about things. So I wasn't, I wasn't nervous about it. I felt a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Nerves were not it. But doing it, like talking and shit, none of this shit makes me nervous. It's like, boom. Like, it's like,
sometimes I would get nervous in front of, before the episode, because I might know the topic.
You know the topic. If you know the topic, it can sometimes get to you.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to say that. Or like, oh, I got to think about that. I got to like dig deep back into that but.
I try not to filter myself.
I don't filter myself.
No, I'm saying in the sense of like getting nervous. Yeah. I don't get nervous about it because I just like, all right, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just it. Most of the time, I don't remember what
you would listen to it.
And I'm like, oh shit, did I say that?
Yeah. Because like, it just feels so casual. It's just me and you talking. We're just catching up. We're talking about things that interest us. And then like the real life stories. And then somebody would comment on something and be like, oh yeah, that shit is out there for public. Like, yes. Oh damn.
Yes.
But I still never filter. Like, even if I get nervous and I'm like, I don't really want to say that information because it's hella like personal, I still go with it. I still go through it with hands shaking or stumbling over my words, because again, my goal is to support and help our listeners with whatever they're going through. So in order for me to do that, I have to be open. I have to be honest, you know? So even if I'm scared, I'm still diving in.
Let's go dive deep.
Dive deep. All right. Well, Jerry, I am proud of you for making this step and for promoting our podcast and helping us get almost famous. Thank you, Richie.
And thank you. We ain't shit.
All right, listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.